Let's talk about the other side of this game, because while the Rams are celebrating, the Chicago Bears are walking off the field with one of the most crippling playoff losses this franchise has had in years. This wasn't just a loss. This was very obviously a gut punch. This was a moment that forces you to ask some very uncomfortable questions about where this organization is headed, if you're a Bears fan. Because the Bears had this game, by the way. They had control, they had momentum, and they gave it away. They could very well be on their way to the NFC Championship in Seattle next if we didn't have the obvious problems in the turnovers. Okay, you cannot win a playoff game like that, period. Three interceptions and one in overtime? I mean, what are they doing? What is Caleb Williams thinking? Multiple short fields handed to the Rams. Every single mistake felt magnified because Chicago's margin for error was already razor thin. And it took years for them to get to this point. And you're at a home game, you're in downtown Chicago, you're at Soldier Field, the energy is high. They were ready to win this game, and you just go dumping it off. I mean, all this talk about C.J. Stroud today with him throwing as many picks, and then, you know, we turn on tonight's game, there's Caleb Williams doing the exact same thing. This wasn't a team built to come back from self-inflicted wounds. And that's what we got. That's what happened tonight. And so what hurts most? These weren't just great defensive plays. Some of these were bad decisions, forced throws, moments where the game sped up on Chicago. And that's where the experience comes into play. That's where you have the difference between Matt Stafford, Caleb Williams, Sean McVay, Ben Johnson. Playoff football exposes you. And honestly, if I'm being totally honest, I kind of feel like the Bears kind of stole this playoff spot. I don't know that they should have been here this early, but they did get here and they just folded. Tonight exposed the Bears' lack of composure when everything got tight. They didn't look like a team that was ready for this moment. Primetime in the snow. Divisional round. This was supposed to be the Bears announcing themselves. Heck, I even wanted them to win the game. I know people are going to be listening to this going, well, what do you mean? You know, you're a Lions fan. I am. And the Matt Stafford thing, I get it. A lot of Lions fans come out for Matt Stafford. I get it. But I actually wanted the Bears to win this game. It's been a long time since they've even gotten this far. Feels weird for me. It feels weird even saying it. But when the pressure peaked, Chicago shrank. You felt it in the play calling. You saw it in the hesitation. You heard it in the crowd when momentum flipped. And that's the part Bears fans should be most concerned about, because this wasn't about talent. They got it. They got great players. Caleb Williams is going to be a great player. Ben Johnson is a good coach. We can tell you all about him in Detroit. He's a hell of a coach. Colston Loveland is going to be a stud next year. This was about poise, and they had all the factors for him. Home field advantage in the snow. You know, that was supposed to be the kryptonite, and I talked about that in the LA Rams segment if you want to listen to that. That the Rams, you know, weren't playing in a dome, and whoop-de-woo, Matt Stafford, it's going to be ice cold. Yeah. Didn't matter. And so I want to talk about Ben Johnson for a minute, because this game matters a lot for his future. I mean, Ben Johnson has been hyped as the next offensive mastermind. And he had it like that in Detroit. I can tell you that right now. I watched him. Last offseason, he was the next big head coaching hire. He was the guy who was supposed to modernize Chicago football. But tonight, I got to tell you, if I'm being honest, tonight was a bad look, man. When the Rams adjusted, Chicago didn't counter. When the game slowed down, Bears offense stalled. And in the biggest moments, I didn't see a lot of Ben Johnson creativity. I kind of felt like that creativity disappeared. Playoff games like tonight, those are resume builders for coaches. And this one raises some questions. Because part of the problem in Detroit, and I'm not saying it's Ben Johnson's fault, but they couldn't get over the hump either. And Ben Johnson was the OC, by the way. Couldn't get over the hump. Couldn't get past that NFC Championship game against San Francisco a few years ago. Couldn't get past the first, second round of the playoffs. Ben Johnson, folks. Ben Johnson was calling those games. And so can Ben Johnson manage a game when it gets ugly? I don't know. Can he protect a lead under pressure? Can he simplify things for a young quarterback when chaos hits? Because Chicago, even as far as Chicago has went, they still don't have the talent that Detroit has. Bears fans, just take a second and hear me because I'm not attacking you. You guys had a tremendous season getting this far. Like I said, I was rooting for you guys to win the game. Detroit is stacked on offense. They just are. And I won't get into all that because I'm sure you guys don't want to hear about that at this point in time, but this loss doesn't erase his upside either. But it absolutely puts a dent in the aura because great offensive minds don't just draw up plays, they manage moments. Ben Johnson missed his moment tonight. And now let's talk about Caleb Williams because this is where it gets real. Now, he had that one throw. I mean, my word. But it was a miracle throw. I mean, if that wasn't a caught TD at the end of regulation, they wouldn't have even been in overtime. The game would have been over then. And I just feel like that's what happens when a young quarterback feels like the entire franchise is sitting on his shoulders. Some quarterbacks are ready for that. Others are not. Caleb Williams is obviously not. And from here on out, unfortunately, every failure will be louder. Because this loss, like it or not, accelerates expectations. Next year, Chicago is going to want to be in the playoffs. They've had a taste of it. They better be in the playoffs. That's how Chicago fans are going to feel about this. And so next season isn't going to be about development. It's going to be about results. Because you took us there already, so I don't want to hear any excuses. You better be back in the playoffs. That's how Chicago fans are going to feel about this. And so the big question that Bears fans need to ask themselves is this a setback or is it a reality check? Because this team wasn't as close as people wanted to believe. But they got there. And the late game control, playoff-tested leadership that apparently was lacking tonight. Those things don't magically appear because you drafted a quarterback or hired a hyped-up coordinator. This loss should force Chicago to reassess everything. That's offensive philosophy, game management, roster balance. Because if they don't, then this becomes the kind of loss you look back on as, that was it. We could have had it. That was the moment that everything stalled. You know, if next year comes around and they don't make it back to the playoffs, they're going to be looking at this moment even with those sorts of views. And so here's the truth, in my opinion. The Bears didn't lose because the Rams are unstoppable. It was not a good night for LA on offense, but they lost the game because they didn't seem to be ready. They didn't seem prepared. They weren't ready to protect the football. I'm sure Caleb Williams would love to have some of those back. They weren't ready to manage the moment. They weren't ready to win when the game stopped being comfortable. This is January football, guys. Playoff football doesn't care about team potential. Doesn't care about rebuilding timelines. Cares about execution, winning the game. Chicago failed that test tonight. It is what it is. And so I think this loss is going to linger. I think for Ben Johnson, it complicates the narrative. And I think for Caleb Williams, it adds some pressure that he hasn't felt yet. For the Bears as a franchise, it exposes how far they still have left to go. And so they're either going to have to grow from it, or this loss is going to be part of their identity. And so right now in this offseason, Chicago's going to have a choice to make.